WV Uncommon Place. This podcast is a variety podcast that houses numerous series to cover mental health, empowerment, podcast framework, and various intimate theories to get to know the hosts. Along with occasional movies reviews and dives in pop culture with our event podcast episodes. The Uncommon Place digs into bringing guests on that stories don't fit the mold and are very different. WV stands for the great state of West Virginia, and every quarter we cover something in West Virginia. Stacey and myself, JR, are your hosts, so please come along for this venture to our uncommon place.
Welcome to West Virginia and Commonplace. We have been covering Nintendo 64 games, and this wrestling game I'm about to talk about is, man, my favorite wrestling game. When I went back and bought a Nintendo 64, it's January right now. I bought one about 2 weeks ago. I had to get WCW versus NWO Revenge. Now, let me tell you, this game made by AKI Corporation and THQ for the Nintendo 64. It was released in 1998. It was a sequel to WCW versus NWO World Tour. Now, this game featured wrestlers from WCW, NWO, as well as several new wrestlers and updated moves. This game had a new story mode where you can control the outcome of the feud between the two factions. So here's my thing. A bunch of wrestlers had jumped over. Bret Hart was over there. Davey Boy Smith and Jim Neidhart had jumped over there. The roster for this was so amazing. Like, you had Raven. You had Raven's flock over there. And Raven, matter of fact, had a DDT called the Even Flow. And you know how you get around. You grab him real hard and you hold the analog down to do your special move. Raven's DDT was so tough that I gave it to other wrestlers. And this one was the beginning of seeing Goldberg. Goldberg was crazy in this game with the spear. Like, the spear, he'd just get it out of nowhere. And the reversal system on this game, whenever you reverse it on somebody, it sounded like someone getting hit with a whip. I'll never forget that. And having Roddy Piper on there. Once again, my luchadors, Juventud Guerrero, Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, some of the better cruiserweights, and Dean Malenko, Chris Jericho. The roster was so, like, stacked. It even had Canyon, it had Glacier. I don't know if it had Canyon. I'll take it back. I think it had Mortis. It had Mortis on there, and he had the Flatliner, the different variations of moves. You had Billy Kidman on there, Perry Saturn. You had a great mixture of wrestlers that were from WCW, WWE, and ECW all in one place at one time. And I think that 98 was probably the best year at wrestling for WCW in the sense of they were on point then. The story mode was good. NWO factions were just running wild. You had Lex Luger over there with the red NWO. You had Scott Hall doing whatever he was doing. You had the Giant, which is the Big Show to most of y'all now, just wreaking havoc, along with Eric Bischoff playing a role in the game. Like, you had managers and different people. The funniest thing about this game, though, and this is a point that some people were critical on, was this. Like, sometimes you would just have a random person just run out from the back and just attack you. And that was a highlight to me because it had no rhyme or reason to it, but it happened. And just in those moments there, and then, like I said, the overhaul of being able to reverse and then actually step underneath, like bridge underneath to do a move, a rear move, like a German suplex or something like that. The movement was so fluid that when you did it, you just move quick, like boom, 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 German suplex or dragon or tiger suplexes. It had so many varieties of the moves from the luchadors to the wrestling overseas that made the game amazing because at that time, the WWE games were pretty much one-dimensional. Wrestlers in WWE were not doing springboard moves. They may have been doing top rope moves, but you wouldn't dare see some of the stuff like Kidman's finisher, or, you know, Death Valley drivers weren't even heavy back then there. And Saturn was real big with that. And, you know, even Buff Bagwell, his top rope blockbuster, his top rope neck breaker was not something that you would have seen in WWE. So WCW had these edge in these two games, so much power that it just didn't make sense how it all dissolved. And to me, this is something deep if you're a wrestling fan. If you had paid attention to the games and how the relationship between THQ and WCW ended, it would have foretold the story of how WCW was going to end later. Because after this game, they released WCW Nitro. And then after that, next thing you know, THQ's then ran up with WWE. WCW decided to go to Electronic Arts. And that is the history of WCW games. Because anything after this game doesn't even make sense. It's not even worth talking about. Backstage Assault, any of that stuff. Those Electronic Arts games. Electronic Arts does not make wrestling games. Truth be told, I'm glad that they got out the market. Now, finishing up with this, the legacy of this game is just real simple. Large roster, accurate representation of the WCW-NWO feud, and that was the key thing. Like, you've seen it from the intro of this freaking game is one of the best. At first, it didn't make sense to me, but as I got older, I realized what was going on. Truck driver coming down the road, Sting's out there, and then it goes into a whole barrage of different things that go on inside the game and with characters. So definitely, if you get a chance, play it on a 64 or however you see fit to play your games. I'm not dissing anybody that uses emulators. But once again, this is JR from West Virginia and Commonplace. This was a quick dive into WCW versus NWO Revenge for the Nintendo 64. Sequel to WCW versus NWO World Tour, two of the great games in North America that would set a trend for games later, and even to this day, still influence games. So once again, thank you, like and subscribe to us. If there's anything you want us to cover, let me know and we'll definitely cover it.
Please follow WV Uncommonplace on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter, TikTok, where we have some great content, Facebook, LinkedIn. Hit up the merch store at onecommonplace.square.site. Join the email list from the website and rate, subscribe, and give feedback from your favorite podcatcher. And lastly, thanks for listening and tune into the next episode.